This is episode 1292. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. We continue along with this week's series on inner beauty. If you are getting ready to celebrate the holiday season, you may be cultivating these qualities of inner beauty as you prepare for your celebration. I congratulate you for participating in an inner beauty series this week, because there is so much outer festivity going on with decorations and lights and singing and food and all these different ways we celebrate externally in our environment. And it's easy to overlook those more quiet inner qualities that provide you with a deeper meaning of the holiday season. In today's episode, you will explore an inner beauty breathing technique. When you combine your breath with your mindset, you become unstoppable. Before I share the breathing technique with you, I want to share a little insight on beauty in general. Many people these days, especially women, decide to undertake cosmetic surgery to improve their facial features or some aspect of their body. And so Brazil happens to top the world in the number of cosmetic surgeries it performs each year. And it's surprising that many of the women there electing to have these procedures done are young, very young, in fact, 25 and under. So these are young women who don't feel beautiful externally. They feel they need to improve themselves in some way, physically, and how they look. And yet, when these women are interviewed after their procedures, and many years later, they actually don't feel that much more confident. And when you think about this, it does make sense, because it really isn't how you look externally as to how you feel inside. When you don't develop your inner qualities, your personality and your talents and capabilities, then it doesn't really matter what you look like. In fact, if you think of people in the world who are considered physically beautiful, many times they are very confident and have something unique about them, about their personality, about their style, about who they are inside. You could find any number of people who physically the world might consider to be more physically beautiful, yet they're not the ones who are receiving attention for their physical beauty many times. You could even say the same is true about your physical environment. I'm sure you've had many beautiful, warm, loving experiences with people in locations that were simple, that were not in amazing landscapes or some posh restaurant or some quaint cafe. Many times you can have these experiences that mean so much to you anywhere, on a street corner or walking down a crowded street. So what matters is truly your connection with yourself and with the world around you. So that is the main point of this series. And as I've shared with you in the previous episodes, research has shown that in the field of neuroscience, it's been discovered that whatever you focus on shapes your brain. So if you're constantly thinking negative thoughts about your body, the neural pathway becomes stronger and those thoughts become automatic and habitual. This is a quote from Anne Kearney Cook, a psychologist, and she also says, the basic idea is that neurons that fire together, wire together. So she goes on to say that the good news is that the reverse is also true. So having a positive attitude towards yourself can strengthen your self-image. And former fashion model turned psychologist Vivian Diller explains that the inner dialogue is the language we use to speak to ourselves. It's how we regard ourselves. It's at the very root of self-esteem. If your dialogue is kind and gentle versus critical and harsh, that more than anything will dictate how you feel. And remember, when you feel good about yourself, others also feel good. It is contagious. So now, as you get ready to settle yourself in to meditate today, to do the inner beauty breathing technique, consider your best qualities. When you look in the mirror, this is your challenge. Look at your best features, your three best features, each time you look in the mirror. And that will help you to begin to notice your best qualities, your inner beauty. So as you do this breathing technique, you'll inhale and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale, think of one of those qualities of inner beauty that you possess right this moment. And inhale slowly and evenly and deeply through your nose and mentally repeat peace. And when it feels right, exhale and mentally repeat calm. Again, think of another beautiful quality you have. And as you inhale through your nose, mentally repeat peace. And as you exhale, mentally repeat calm. Again, inhale, mentally repeating peace as you focus on another beautiful quality. And as you exhale, mentally repeat calm. That's fantastic. Now go into your meditation, simply being. If your mind wanders, bring it back to the meditation technique. If you'd like full 30-minute guided meditations, as well as a journal customized for this week's series, for each week's series, and a guide with all the techniques organized for each week nicely for you, as well as access to over 1,000 guided meditations, you can try this for 2 weeks free at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. I'm Mary Meckley, and you are so worth slowing down for.